Tech. I'm Morgan Spruill, and this morning we're talking about some of our personal epic wins and failures from this week, and we'll also award gold stars to well-deserving others as well.
And I'm Kiara Powell. We'll bring you a look at some of today's top headlines as well as the latest Hollywood buzz. Find out which infamous public figure is hitting the boxing ring and why coming up.
And I'm Kevin Wade. The big game is just a few days away. We'll talk plans for the weekend and a few of our favorite game day traditions. But first, here's a look at your KTXT news and weather.
Good morning, I'm Kiara Powell with your KTXT News Update. The federal government is paying people to get the flu. The National Institute of Health announced this week it's paying $3,000 each to people who volunteer for a flu study. Researchers spray live flu virus into the noses of volunteers, and they'll watch to see what happens as the test subjects go through the process of getting sick and recovering. Volunteers need to be healthy and between the ages of 18 and 50. Doctors have found that flu shots don't work as well in people older than 65 as they do in younger adults. Research directors say studying how younger bodies fight the flu could provide important clues towards producing a more effective flu vaccine. General Motors is no longer the second largest automobile company in the world. Volkswagen announced Thursday it sold more than 9.5 million vehicles worldwide in 2013, beating GM by approximately 200,000. Volkswagen sales were held by their heavy-duty truck division. Toyota announced earlier this month sales of more than 9 million cars and trucks worldwide, making them the world's largest automaker for the second consecutive year. Blondie, the OJs, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are among the many bands providing a soundtrack to Super Bowl weekend. Blondie is Saturday's headliner on Super Bowl Boulevard, which is hosting a variety of activities throughout the weekend in New York's Times Square. Meanwhile, on Friday, the OJs are headlining the Ultimate 70s Soul Party, while Patti LaBelle leads the lineup for the 15th annual NFL Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. The Red Hot Chili Peppers will be featured during Sunday's game, joining Bruno Mars for the Super Bowl halftime show. Super Bowl 48 will air live from New Jersey on Sunday on Fox. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Good morning in TGIF. Already a good start to the day out there. Temps not nearly as cold even as yesterday, in the upper 30s and 40s across the hub city this morning. Wind making it feel chilly out there. You'll still need the coats this morning, but by this afternoon, temps warming through the 60s into the lower to middle 70s. Yes, another day of 70s out there, but enjoy it. Cooler on Saturday, highs in the 50s. Downright cold with 30s on Sunday. Could see some light rain and snow Sunday morning. I'm Cutter Martin for KTXT.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in. It's 8:03 and currently 46 degrees outside.
Oh, that's so nice walking
here.
Yeah,
wasn't too bad.
Are you being facetious?
No, it was actually nice. Like, I didn't have to have gloves on and I wasn't hating the world.
Okay.
Like, it was good. I liked
it. I'm glad, because I thought it was a really nice day outside, which is hard for me because DG will always say, if it's 70 degrees outside, Kira's saying how cold it is. That's not true. That is not true.
That's a little bit true.
Hey, no, it's not. I don't appreciate this. Okay. I had a very difficult time with that newscast. I'm sorry. I apologize for all of our listeners.
Sounded fantastic.
That
is in character.
Show.
It was good.
Oh, well, current events. We have Eastern Florida State yesterday was put on a brief lockdown during the afternoon after one person was shot in a parking lot on its Palm Bay campus.
Ooh.
The victim was listed in critical condition and taken to a nearby hospital, and Palm Bay Beach police said in a statement that the suspect was also taken to the hospital for injuries as well. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, more shootings.
Supposedly, three people were involved in a fight and it escalated, and the man you know, being attacked, retreated to his vehicle where he grabbed a gun and shot one of the attackers in the chest. Excuse me. And so that's all we have on that story right now, but kind of crazy.
So it wasn't just like a random shooting of a crazy guy coming in and just shooting a guy. Like,
you know,
it
almost sounds like it maybe had started like a random shooting and this guy just, you know, felt so, I mean,
threatened or,
that
yeah.
he went to his truck and pulled out a gun.
That so stuff, yeah.
Luckily, we haven't had too many of those here at Texas Tech University, so.
Well, that is good. Well, hey, I've got a fun one. So I know we've talked about Duck Dynasty in here and how they released their own video game and, you know, all the merchandising they do. What do you think that they've, what do you think they've done now? I told Morgan, but
come
Kira,
out with a soda.
No, not quite. They are teaming up with Mossberg to release their whole own line of guns.
Oh.
Yeah. Mossberg is a company known for their shotguns. Duck Dynasty.
I feel like that's less exciting than a Coke.
It's less personally. You almost expect them to team up with someone and make guns. They're going to team up with Mossberg to make 9 shotguns as well as 2 semi-automatic rifles and a semi-automatic pistol.
So is that going to be like, I don't really know a bunch about guns. Is that high quality brand or
Mossberg is kind of like, I mean, they're kind of middle of the road. I mean, okay. They're American made. Everyone really likes Mossberg and it definitely redneck, so they went with the right company. But all of the stuff is like camoed out, and I watched a little video on CNN, and the dude was very skeptical because he's like, well, the rifle they're releasing looks a little bit to me as if it could be some sort of assault rifle, even though it's only 22 caliber, which is a really small bullet. But he was just like, I don't know, but apparently it's supposed to be used to clear copperheads out of your duck blinds, he said very skeptically. And I'm just like, yeah, calm down. They're just putting the Duck Commander logo on a few guns.
I mean, it makes sense. I think they're very smart as far as entrepreneurship goes.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a lot of money, and I admire them for it.
I'm surprised they haven't done this already. I feel like in every episode they kill something. Like, they're always shooting stuff, so. This should have come earlier, guys. Come on.
Are you confused? Do you know what the company's for? Duck calls?
Duck calls, yeah.
So they can go duck hunting?
Exactly.
Of course they're killing things in every episode.
Well, I haven't ever seen them, like, kill a duck. They're always killing doves or pigs or, I don't know.
Oh. Kira, what do you have as far as comments?
Obviously, one of the big stories right now, the Amanda Knox guilty verdict.
Yes.
In the Italian
court. I was hoping someone would bring that up.
Said she was guilty at first and convicted her.
Of 28 years, right? Yeah.
25 Ooh. Years, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Or, no, you're right, 28 years, sorry. And 6 months in jail. And then they overturned that. And then they had another trial and found her guilty again. So I'm just so confused on how this works, because she's in America now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have no jurisdiction over here. They can't come and get her unless the U.S. chooses
to do so. Yeah, and I think that's the big thing is that I read online in another article that a lawyer actually said that when it gets appealed, it actually won't go through, or the sentencing that she received from, you know, this one that she got, sorry, it won't hold up because of that reason. And so she's already actually been tried twice for the same crime and that's
found guilty, innocent, guilty again.
Yes. So I don't know.
I feel like they just can't make up their minds. I just feel like that's a very inconsistent justice system. It doesn't work very well.
Yeah. Well, I imagine there's a lot more than, you know, we know about it, but I'm really interested to see what y'all think about prosecutors seeking the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. His mother went on a news channel yesterday and was hysterical and crying and screaming. You can't really make out what she's saying, but you obviously hear that she's distraught. But, you know, I almost... When you kill 3 people and injure more than 260 in America, and you're an American, and you do that, you have to reap, you know.
And guys, we're doing a morning show in Texas.
Yeah,
so
and we are exactly. So, Kira, what do you think? I know you have mixed.
I do.
On
I always have mixed feelings about the death penalty because, I mean, yes, they committed a crime, and yes, it was horrible and tragic, and. But I don't know. I value life.
But should we spend taxpayers' money just keeping him alive in prison for the rest of his life?
I believe it's more expensive to execute someone than it is to keep them alive in prison because of all of the legal hoops and, you have to jump through
to jump
in order
through
to
and
do that.
Doing it. Yeah. It's a tough subject. That's a tough one. And again, I don't feel like I'm educated enough about that to just start spouting off and say, kill him or no. Say it.
See,
so,
and
yeah.
I won't do that either because I can't imagine losing a family member.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's different for everybody. That's her son, so obviously mm-hmm. his mother feels very strongly. Yeah.
Absolutely, and he is 20 years old, but what strikes me is that he's pleaded not guilty.
That's weird.
How do you plead not guilty?
We need to figure that out first.
There's obviously evidence that you committed this crime, is what I'm saying. And so obviously he's not sitting in jail right now. He's not going through the process of, you know, rehabilitating himself. He's not even showing, you know, any remorse, any sign
of... He's still trying to say he didn't do it.
Exactly. So no trial date has been set yet, but hopefully we'll be able to bring you guys some more information on that as it comes in.
We can update you.
Yes, but...
All right. So, well, I have another one. I think this borders a little bit on entertainment, but I think
this may be a good segue.
Jerry Seinfeld confirms a sort of Seinfeld reunion. I loved Seinfeld when I was little. I would just watch it all the time. It's hilarious. So what it is there was an interview with Jerry Seinfeld, and there's been a few pictures of Jason Alexander, who plays George Costanza, walking into that diner that they'd always go in. Dressed as like George Costanza.
Yes.
Yeah, and so people have been saying, hey, what's the deal? And Jerry Seinfeld goes like, well, I can't confirm anything. I can say that Jason Alexander is playing his George Costanza character, and there may or may not be something short form-ish coming out involving all the Seinfeld characters. So he was cryptic, but he wasn't cryptic. So all the fans of Seinfeld have gotten like super pumped up, and they're super happy about it. I want to know, what's your guys' favorite like old sitcom? Did you guys have one that you watched or that you watch now that was a little older? Because I love Seinfeld. Like, I will watch that whenever it's on.
Yeah.
I love Friends. That's for me whenever it's on. I don't care if I've already seen
it. I don't consider those that to be
times.
That old, though.
Okay, well, I mean,
old
like,
for, I mean, I was born in 92,
us.
And those were already previously running. So.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I guess just your definition of old. See, I'm thinking like Nick
off
at Night,
the air
old
already.
School. Okay.
Oh, Amanda Show.
The Amanda Show.
I
yes.
loved that show.
Dancing Lobsters for the win.
No.
Yes.
I did not care for that show or
really?
All that. No. It was horrible.
No.
I really loved Bewitched growing up. That, like, those were the, that was old when I was on, because those were the classic TV hits at that time.
I like Charmed too. Did you ever watch that, Kira?
Charmed.
It's about
my mom wouldn't let me watch it.
Oh,
sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I feel like
it's a TNT thing.
TNT thing. But yeah, Morgan, you say like you like Friends and you'll watch whenever it's on. I'm pretty sure you could turn on the TV right now and somewhere on television it will be playing for the next 6 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not possible to go on and not find it syndicated somewhere.
See, my first adult show that I got to watch was Grey's Anatomy. I think that's why I love it so much. My favorite show.
I've been forced to watch that show like 3 times, and I'm just always like, I don't get it. But hey,
you really have to follow it from the beginning.
From the beginning of those shows. You have to get addicted.
No,
to the
I was forced to watch the whole first season. Like, I watched the whole first season, and I sat there, and they're
get
like,
out,
you're going to love it.
And now the characters
right now
aren't the same at all. So, you know, you can't just come right into
can't
it
just
and
pop
see.
Right in,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, guys, one of the cutest Super Bowl commercials that you will see airing, and that I totally advise you to go look on YouTube right now to make your day, the Budweiser Puppy Love commercial. So cute.
Okay, I don't really like that they're putting the commercials out before the Super Bowl.
I don't like that.
Like, that's part of the thing where, like, you go to the Super Bowl to watch the commercials. Now you don't even... Those people that watch the Super Bowl because of the commercials, they're not going to even watch the Super Bowl now.
Well, this commercial is kind of like a Marley and Me-ish, except that no one dies. And so if you don't tear up just a little bit when the Clydesdale is chasing after the car at the end, then you have no heart.
You're soulless.
But...
it's super guys seen did you guys see the commercial, the Cheerios commercial with the biracial family last year?
I did. Yeah, the cute little girl. She has that really cute hair.
Okay, so it got a lot of backlash originally. I'm not really sure why people didn't agree. I don't know.
Was it just the commercial itself?
To children
or
that they had a white mom and a black dad and a daughter who not look like them. And so
I mean, there are more. I think I read an article the other day that said that there is a huge growing population of interracial couples, and so I don't really see why that would be so shocking. I mean, I've always, since I was a little girl, I knew that there were obviously. Interracial couples. I mean, I don't think it's really that big a deal.
I feel like you would be surprised.
Well, right. Maybe for like South Georgia or, you know, something like that. Or
right now, I feel like that's the last thing we need to be like arguing over or worrying about right now. Okay, last thing, second to Justin Bieber, which he just needs to disappear. But anyway, I suppose this is entertainment.
You know what? I'm so confused. Not that I love Justin Bieber or anything, but who has time to go and sign an online petition to get him deported?
100,000 people.
There's no other pressing issues that we need to be worried about.
Right. You know what's really sad is that you'll go to CNN, Fox, you'll go to all these huge media outlets
and their
top stories are Justin Bieber. No. That's really disappointing to me. And so I think with the media coverage that he's receiving for these crimes that he's committed, I think that's why people are taking such an interest in it.
But to have labeled him this dangerous, reckless,
like wanting to deport him.
We need to get him out of our country. Yes, Justin Bieber is the most dangerous criminal in America right now.
He is. We talk about all the time all these people that are awful role models, and they're not even doing things as severe as, you know, in my opinion, he should not be deported, but he needs to get, you know, he needs to spend some time in jail. He needs to spend some time in a rehab facility, something so that he can think about his crimes or something, because he can't just keep getting away with, you know, these things.
No, I don't think you should get away with, you know, just being stupid. But he is 19, isn't that right? 19, 20? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's not, his brain hasn't even fully developed yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know what's worse? His toxicology report came back, and he was indeed on Xanax and had THC or marijuana in his system. And so, you know.
When you're in that celebrity, I still stand by this. When you're at that level of celebrity, you're going to have a bunch of yes people around you who will go along with whatever you say, who want to provide you with all kinds of things
like
that you probably
you
don't
want,
need.
Anything you want, it'll go to your head.
Absolutely.
But I do want to clear something up, because there are some people that are getting really mad at the White House for reviewing this petition. They're like, why is the White House talking about this? They have to, because the petition got 100,000 signatures. The White House has to review it. So it's
But
not,
you know what? I think I know that Obama's two girls are huge fans, and so I wonder if that's going to play out on any.
He's like, well, you are a dangerous, terrible person.
You know,
I would deport you, but my girls love you, so you get to stay.
Yeah, I doubt it, though. No. And if anything, they're going to probably do some huge settlement where they, you know, well, you have to pay the United States of America $50,000 to help with our deficit.
Do charity work or something where he gives back. Get in rehab.
He'd screw that up, too.
Get him to do some charity work. Know what it is to truly work.
Him and Lindsay Lohan can get together and do charity stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Lindsay Lohan, she claims that half of her $75,000 coat went missing.
Half?
Yeah, half of it. It's a two-piecer. Two-piecer. she was in One Oak Wednesday night. It's a New York nightclub, and she said...
what is she doing in a nightclub?
That's how she makes her money now.
No,
she's
going to
make
Lindsay.
It somehow by appearances and stuff. But guess who she's blaming for this? She is blaming a Seattle Seahawks football player that was there with her at the club. She says he's the only one that was left at the table. Long story short, she left the club, remembered that she left her coat, went back in, and there was only one piece there. And so someone got a hold of her other piece.
Really?
I think he's got a little bit more to worry about.
But you know what's really funny is, if you will recall, in 2008, she walked out with someone else's $12,000 mink coat, and the owner sued her.
This is payback.
So yeah, it's kind of karma coming back to you, girl.
Oh my gosh. Oh, what did you have? I'm really interested in this other story that you've got up on your computer right now.
Yes. Okay, everyone. George Zimmerman agrees to celebrity boxing match for charity. He says, quote unquote, "It was my idea." And the heavyweight gunslinger told Raider Online of his upcoming plans orchestrated by former professional boxer Damon Fedelman. And Zimmerman called boxing a hobby he had prior to the incident. I guess he's referring to the Trayvon Martin incident, and one he's since started up again. But
Twitter. The wisest choice he could have made.
Not at all, when you go through, it's been released that he said that he would fight someone of color, and so Twitter is just going crazy. You have no idea the game. I don't know if y'all are familiar with him. He's gone on and said he would more than happy fight him, and, you know, not only for him, but for Trayvon Martin, his family, for his supporters, all of that kind of stuff. But just huge, huge outbreak, and people on Twitter that were saying, you know, volunteering
to beat George Zimmerman.
This,
oh, so. Such a dumb move on his part.
You know, it's really, I feel like, insensitive in a sense. Like, I mean, it is for charity, I guess, but I just feel like...
Write a check for it.
But, you know, I think that I read some stories that he was bankrupt a couple of months ago, or maybe it was his ex-wife sued him for all that he had.
Habitat for Humanity. You can build a house.
Yeah,
I mean, there are a lot of other options
just
here.
Just stay out of the media. That's your smartest move right now.
But everyone is encouraged. This article is asking anyone looking to step into the ring and wanting to fight George can email fightgeorge@hotmail.com. So if you're interested in that.
Fighting George Zimmerman, go
you're
ahead.
You're more than
give
welcome to
shot.
Do that. But
oh, good grief.
Pretty crazy.
All right.
Do you guys ever, I'm assuming you probably don't, but real quick, Real Housewives of New York, Ramona Singer, filed for divorce.
Oh, good grief.
Dang. Well, we'll talk about that more when we get done hearing this song. It's Magazine by Caroline Smith. Nice little jingle for in the morning. Alrighty, so now we are talking about epic wins and epic failures of the week. We have some personal ones for you and maybe some for all time. So
yeah, I feel like this whole show so far has been like epic win, epic fail. The stories have either been about stuff going right or stuff going wrong. So we're gonna continue that. All right, who's got a good fail from their week?
Oh.
Anyone have any good or any wins?
Any wins?
Okay, fail. Gold star goes to the weather for being so emotional. right now. Like, it needs some Midol or something.
Oh my gosh, how sexist of you. That was such a sexist comment.
I didn't mean it to be.
Well, we would love to hear some of your epic wins and failures of the week. You can always tweet us at the Raider881 and also hit us up on Facebook at the same tag, the Raider881 as well. We'd love to hear some of yours. We might broadcast it if you can get it in time. But one of mine, I guess, and this is not huge or anything, this is just me being a perfectionist, but I misspelled a client's name on an assignment this week. For a class, we have the Alamo Draft House, really cool cinema coming here soon in Lubbock, and it was one of our first assignments. It wasn't a huge deal, wasn't even really graded, but that's a big no-no, so anyways.
What did you call them? The Alamo Draft House?
No, Alamo Draft House is, they spell it with two words, draft house, two words, but it really... The correct spelling is one word.
No
and
space.
So, exactly. So, that's what I did, thinking, you know, maybe they would have some GSP knowledge, but whatever. So, that's cool.
And for folks that know what don't know what the GSP is,
that's
grammar, spelling, punctuation.
Mm-hmm.
The GSP test is what most MassCom students have to take
here in college.
See, I don't know where Kira is, but she had a good one. But I'll tell you one of mine. I had this actually happened not this week, but a few weeks ago. I was I was riding my bike on campus, and I was going around the Memorial Circle, and there's like parking spots right there and up along the side. And so I'm riding along, and this truck pulls up next to me, and he gets like right to where I'm in his blind spot, and then he's going about 20, and I'm going about 20 on my bike pretty quick, and then he tries to park in the spot, so I end up slamming into his door,
and he pushes
me off the side. I was fine, but it left like a giant dent in his door, and so I just rode off because he was a jerk. But I thought, so I don't know. That was kind of a fail, but also a win. But you know,
you rode off.
Yeah,
he hit. That's a hit and run.
Failure to stay at the scene of the accident.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, it wasn't like okay, it wasn't that bad.
Kira, what do you got?
It was still fun.
My epic failure for this week, which I have so many, so really it's very hard to pick from. But DJ, I don't need you nodding your head over there. I can see you.
Well, you, who was it? I thought it was Morgan. Didn't you have? Because Kira was having some of her episodes. I believe it was yesterday, and she comes into my office just completely haggard. And
oh
I think,
my God.
And I
think,
well, that's just my word for it.
Very,
nothing,
a nice
no harm,
word.
No foul. But
it's very sweet.
She came in and I said, Kira, are you having a Morgan Monday?
Oh my gosh!
And because I think
why
on Monday,
because
you came in and you had told us your tale of woe where you had spilled your coffee down the front of your shirt.
And we had a 6 a.m. meeting. He failed to let y'all, you know, tell y'all that 6 a.m. meeting, and I'm walking out my door, and my steps, I live in a top floor apartment, and so my steps are like rock, and I was wearing my boots and they were like really slippery, and I just completely soaked my whole shirt that I was wearing. I had to run back in. This is like at 5:45, change my shirt, come back out, didn't have time to refill my coffee, came here with like an inch of coffee in my cup. It was just awful.
Which evidently isn't enough.
No, it's not.
It's bad.
Kira had a coffee-related fail too.
Well, I'll award my failure, the epic fail, to Starbucks. I ordered a skinny caramel soy latte. Granted, I mean, I sound very high maintenance, but I got my latte and waited halfway down the road before I ever tasted it. And when I did, it took a huge swig of it. It was just hot soy milk, and sugar. It's disgusting.
There was no espresso in it.
That was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted. And then my epic failure is the day of the meeting, I forgot to put deodorant on, and by the end of the day, you know what? It's a failure. I know. I was in a hurry. It was so bad.
To use the vernacular of today's youth, that's TMI.
Yourself all day long.
Yes.
Didn't need to know that, Kira, but thanks.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
So Kira's fail, FTW, for the win, more youth vernacular.
Oh, good stuff. Well, we have another news segment here for you coming up along with some weather. It's 8:29 Friday morning.
Good morning. I'm Kiara Powell with your KTXT News update. An Italian court says Amanda Knox is guilty of murder. That's the verdict in the retrial of the American student in the 2007 murder of her British roommate, Meredith Kircher. The court on Thursday sentenced Knox to 28 years and 6 months in jail. However, she may not serve any time since she's back at her family's home in Seattle, since the Italian court overturned the first guilty verdict in 2011. Italy doesn't have precautions against double jeopardy as the U.S. does. Knox and her ex-Italian boyfriend are convicted of stabbing Meredith Kircher to death in a sex game. A $10 million federal lawsuit is being filed against San Antonio Police Department over an alleged rape. Attorneys for the victim's family say Chief William McManus should have fired Officer Jackie Neal long before last November. Neal had previously been suspended in 2011 for having a relationship with a woman in the department's Explorer program. The suit says the department isn't interested in actually punishing officers, but has, quote, demonstrated conscious indifference, end quote. The Seattle Seahawks and Texas A&M are renegotiating an agreement over the 12th man. The Dallas Morning News reports the two sides are talking, but it's not known if any changes are coming to the licensing agreement. The current deal allows Seattle to use the term until July of 2016, as long as they pay $5,000 per year to Texas A&M, on top of a lump sum of $100,000. A&M sued Seattle for copyright infringement over the 12th man back in 2006. A&M traces the 12th man legacy all the way back to 1922, when E. King Gill was asked to come out of the stands and take the field when the Aggies ran out of players. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Good morning in TGIF. Already a good start to the day out there. Temps not nearly as cold even as yesterday, in the upper 30s and 40s across the Hub City this morning. Wind making it feel chilly out there. You'll still need the coats this morning, but by this afternoon, temps warming through the 60s into the lower to middle 70s. Yes, another day of 70s out there, but enjoy it. Cooler on Saturday, highs in the 50s. Downright cold with 30s on Sunday. Could see some light rain and snow Sunday morning. I'm Cutter Martin for KTXT.
And thank you, Cutter, for that updated weather announcement. Oh, Friday morning. It is 8:32. Thanks for joining us. You can always hit us up on Twitter, the Raider881, and Facebook as well. We'd love to hear from you.
Morgan, why aren't you dancing to
Eye of the Tiger,
like me and DG?
Oh, you know. I'll just watch y'all.
She's too cool for school.
Yeah, obviously.
Unlike some people who don't attend class.
Hey, yeah, at least I go to class.
I do go to class.
You know, I think it may be karma, Kira. You know, if you actually did what you're supposed to, go to class, maybe your coffee would be better.
You know what? That has nothing to do with the other. One has nothing to do with the other.
I know, two seemingly unrelated events. That's why we call it karma.
No.
There you go.
I disagree. I was doing something nice for someone else.
It all comes together. You need to pay it forward more.
I did. I brought coffee to two people this week, and mine is the only one who keeps getting screwed up.
Well, that's very sad. What are we talking about now?
We are talking about sweeps.
Oh, goody.
Yes. Kira, how about you introduce
this? Okay, I will. So sweeps is a time of the year, specific months designated where television companies, they want you to watch. So ABC, NBC, they want you watching them. So they promo the heck out of different specials, different episodes of your favorite TV shows, why you should watch them. News programs are going crazy right now. Local news, they want you to watch, so they're doing all these kind of in-depth pieces. Does this bother you? Are you guys more inclined to watch during this time? Why or why not?
I mean, no. It doesn't necessarily... That's the name of the game. That's industry that, you know, they're going to do that. They have to show you what's, you know, coming up so that you know when to watch. So, I mean, it's totally, I mean.
But does it bother you to see the same promo six times in one day?
I mean, yeah, but.
I've been trained that saying that the same commercial is okay because I listen to a lot of Spotify and watch a lot of like Hulu and stuff like that, and they play the same commercials over and over every commercial break, every show you watch. So I don't care if I see the same commercial a few times in a day on actual television. I don't even know when Sweeps is going on. Like, I know I learned something about that in one of Dr. Chambers' classes.
It started yesterday.
I don't know. Okay, yesterday then. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't see, I don't even know when it's going on. So, it wouldn't encourage me to watch stuff more or buy stuff more. I don't get it.
There's, I'm just going to add a little bit to what Kara said. She's absolutely correct. But why is Sweeps important? It's because this is what sets the ratings,
mm-hmm.
and ratings are what sets advertising rates, mm-hmm. and is basically what networks and TV stations use to make their money. They're mm-hmm. going to set their rates. And for the network, sometimes in the fall and sometimes in the spring, but I think more in the fall, is when TV programming executives introduce their new lineup. So for the networks, this is when you're going to see some new shows coming out.
Mm-hmm.
New this fall on ABC, another medical drama involving college dropouts and drugs and whatever. You know, that seems to be a pattern. But most networks will introduce their fall lineup during Sweeps. And this tests how well they're going to do. And some shows will survive. Others won't make it past 2 weeks out. So it's important for many reasons. Mm-hmm. So that's why they call it Sweeps. They want to sweep all of the ratings.
I wonder why last week a lot of my shows didn't air. I wonder if they're going to... They're holding it out until mm-hmm. their ratings can start showing up.
What will be interesting, I don't really plan on watching the Super Bowl this weekend, but what will be interesting to me is what does every other station put on against the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to see old reruns, old shows.
Well, you just can't really compete.
No.
There's nothing you're going to show that's going to deter the
and
millions
in about two
of
weeks,
people who are going
you know,
to be watching.
What is everybody else going to do against NBC's coverage of the Olympics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
same thing. So,
I would watch something other than the Olympics.
I'm not a fan of the Winter Olympics.
I love the Winter Olympics, they're my favorite.
They're not my favorite.
Oh, I love it. But of course,
I'd rather watch track.
Wish I could be there skiing. So.
Actually, I find myself watching Winter X Games more than the Olympics because it's more exciting. It's extreme.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we will come back and talk about Super Bowl plans when we return from this song, The Mother We Share by Churches.
Until you go, and we come as far as we ever could get. Until you realize that you should go.
Misery, where you can't seem as old as your omens.
That was The Mother We Share by Churches.
That was a cool song. I've never heard that one before.
It
I'm going to go find
okay.
that one and put it on my Spotify playlist for later.
Huh.
It's good. I liked it.
Anyway. Super Bowl. Super Bowl,
Woo!
Super Bowl,
so
Super
pumped.
Bowl.
You know what?
Any super plans?
Well, see, like I was telling you, usually, like, you know, all like the organization I'm with, crew, we usually throw like a huge party and like everyone goes over to one house. We have like 70 people in one house. I haven't heard any plans for that. I'm very upset. I'm about to start texting some people, but I'm just going to show up at someone's house.
Maybe you need
to
organize it yourself.
I know. I had to make the initiative with my group of friends.
Yeah.
So Alex is coming in today, so we're definitely going to be doing something. I know. Yay.
Your bee friend.
My bee friend. But yeah, so we'll probably, I think what we're going to do is just like Kira suggested, doing the potluck. So you just bring something, and so I don't know what I'm gonna bring yet, but
so are we invited? Is that what you're saying right now?
Y'all are more than welcome. I mean, it's not gonna be anything great.
Morgan's
but
like, no.
I'm usually the only girl, Kira, so it might be nice to have another girl there, but yeah.
But I will probably actually be spending it with a group of high school and junior high students for, you know, really awesome times. It's Disciple Now weekend, and so afterwards they're doing a big watch party. But this is what I don't like about it, and I will tell Jake, if you're listening, you can understand where I'm coming from. They are not going to show the commercials because we're seeing it at the church, so
I don't get it.
So they're going to, like, turn off the commercials?
They're going to show their own commercials.
Huh. Okay,
and
that's interesting.
The commercials are probably my favorite part.
But I mean, you know, some of them can be like a little, I don't know. I don't know what they're going at.
I don't get why church wouldn't show commercials. Yeah. I mean, they're just commercials.
Are they afraid it's going to be like promiscuous or stuff like that?
The family friendly, and maybe the commercials aren't always that way, which I get,
interesting.
But
yeah.
At the same time. Yeah. Come on.
I like that Disciple Now weekend, though. Is that at Indiana, Kira?
Mm-mm.
Like, I think Indiana Baptist does something like that, but those Disciple Now weekends
are really
cool.
I'm pretty sure, like, most churches do something similar.
But that's fun, because they're, like, just everyone, all the high school, middle school age kids in the community can come there, and they can just hang out
and have
a whole weekend. And then, yeah, Super Bowl weekend, so you go and you can watch the game afterwards, so that's
pretty
cool.
Well, who are y'all rooting for? That's what I want to know.
Broncos.
Duh. I don't really have much of an investment this year. I'm not going to lie.
If you are rooting for the Seahawks and you do not love Texas Tech, see, Richard Sherman, he bashes who? Crabtree. Michael Crabtree, 2008. Come on, guys. And then there are three players from Texas Tech on the Broncos.
Crabtree was supposed to have talked smack about him.
That settles it for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Going for the Broncos.
All right. See,
now I just feel like the rebel inside me wants to go for the Seahawks.
Well, do it then. I like their colors. That's the only...
This is
the only reason I would go for them.
Orange is not very flattering.
No, it's not. My mom can wear orange, but I cannot wear orange. It looks crazy. Kevin, can you wear orange?
I wouldn't even know.
Oh.
Yeah,
Kira, you look like you could
that.
Wear orange.
Thank you. But no, I look like a pumpkin.
Oh.
I feel like everyone looks like a pumpkin if you wear orange. I think it's only okay to get orange if you're driving like a really like expensive sports car.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I don't know. Sorry, that's where my brain goes. Sorry, it doesn't go immediately to fashion or shoes or anything like that. But I like the Broncos. I love Peyton Manning. I love Wes Welker. I love Texas Tech.
His forehead kind of freaks me out.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
It is kind of big.
Like every time I see him in an interview, it looks like indented. Because he's probably just got off the field and his helmet like did that, but it doesn't help that he has a larger forehead than most.
He's got a four-finger forehead.
Five-finger
forehead.
It's five or six.
What is that joke? You don't have dreams, you have motion pictures.
Wait, what?
Because your forehead is so big.
I've never heard that before.
That's funny. I'm gonna use that to someone. The sixth grade joke. That's pretty good.
So fun.
No, see. Wes Welker freaks me out every time I see him in relation to everyone else because he's so short. He's like, I don't know, like 5'3", 5'4", something like that. He's super tiny, but you always see him and he's just like this big honking dude doing all this awesome stuff and awesome catches and awesome running. And then you see him next to the other players and you're just like,
tiny.
It's cute.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What's your favorite part of the Super Bowl?
I like the ads. I like it all.
I
don't like halftime.
I'm excited for Bruno Mars' performance.
I don't really care for Bruno Mars that much, but I do think he is a great entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
He has a wonderful ability to connect with his audience and to make it fun to watch, even if you don't like him. I mean, you can't really debate.
It's true. All right, that is true. And I do like a few of his songs, and I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who are supposed to be joining him on stage. They're one of my favorite bands. I'm so excited for that. I'm very interested to see how this is going to work, because every year they mix
bands. Give me
bands.
A song that they sing.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, really Higher Ground, Danny California.
I mean, you're
going
to have to like at least
You would know that, Danny California. You would know it if you heard it. It's one of their probably most popular songs, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it came out, and they play on the right. Don't give me that look, Kira.
I don't know, but I will look it up.
Yeah, you should look it up. Red Hot Chili Peppers are awesome, and I'm really interested to see how they're going to mix the styles, because every year there's guest spots on the Super Bowl, on the singing. Yeah, that's this song. Do you know this song?
No.
How do you not know this song? It was played everywhere.
I mean, it sounds familiar, kind of.
Just wait a second.
You don't know this song?
I feel like I've heard it before, but do I know it well enough to be able to tell?
I think it'll be a great mix. No. I think it'll be a really good performance, so I'm excited about it.
I think so, too.
Thanks
I think
that.
It's always cool
letting
when they
letting me know,
because
Kevin wouldn't sing, so I'm glad that you shared with me.
I was
kind
of sort of humming along right there, but that's fun. But, okay, what do you guys like to do in terms of food? You guys go all out? You guys just
pizza.
Eat whatever's there?
Pizza
or finger foods.
Pizza.
Just little snacks or
something. I love it when just everyone brings like a bag of chips and you just pour it all in a bowl. That's my favorite thing to do. So like every different type of chip is just like there in a bowl. We did that one time and I thought it was amazing.
I know. I've been working my little butt off at the rec, and so usually you know, I don't care anything, but I have found myself recently being like, should you really be eating that? But
man, I've been eating really healthy for like the past week, and then I had Cane's. I know, like, big deal for me, but I had Cane's this
that's
week,
one
and
of
I
the
felt
worst
terrible.
Things you can eat.
Oh,
calorie-wise,
mm-hmm.
Cane's,
not, yeah, that's
sorry
not going to happen
you.
Again.
Oh, well, we will come back with some really interesting things.
Good
here
tease.
Is, yes, I know, so listen up. But here's Eraser by New Age. By New Age. I wasn't really a big fan of that song.
It was a little weird for a little bit. Hey, Morgan.
It sounded like a weird mixture of the Beastie Boys and something I just
and
can't
just
really,
sound.
Yeah.
But hey, Morgan, you promised us some interesting things.
I know.
Before the break,
well, first off, I just want to let y'all know that my mom texted me and said she was wearing orange today and to not talk about people. It's rude. So I guess my comment about the
sorry, mom.
The forehead was a little out there.
And
I apologize.
She got scolded.
Anyways, I found some really cool stuff on Pinterest. I know it's not always that interesting, but there's a bingo game you can play during the Super Bowl. So basically every time you see something, you know, there's, for example, interception, touchdown, horses, touchdown dance, cheerleaders.
Talking babies.
You know, all these little things, and you can play bingo with it. So that would be kind of cool, I guess, if you weren't really into football. Girls,
you
girls, this will entertain you while your man and his friends are watching the game. So fun deal. Maybe you can do like a cool prize or something for whoever wins.
And if you don't have bingo chips, you can just use like Oreos or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Another great snack, Girl Scout cookies. Those are on right now.
True. And I almost forgot,
too,
Subway sandwiches. Everyone always counts them up. They have those dishes that you can buy. And then, or you could just get like a regular. I know you can get like a $5 foot long right now. Just buy one and cut it up into small pieces. Why not?
There you go. Because Subway is delicious.
It
I love
Subway.
It
is.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Well, Kira, she's giving like a weird face. Are you like one of those girls that like you can't have mustard on it? You can't have like this and this?
I don't really like sandwiches, so I am very specific.
Gotcha.
If I'm going to eat one, it's going to be exactly what
how you like it. If you're going to eat one, it's not going to be one. So,
well, trending on Twitter right now, Happy Chinese New Year.
There you go.
So I guess that started. I think that's kind of cool. Don't you get the red envelopes, or am I mistaken?
The year of the dragon, the year of the snake.
What year is this now?
Let's see.
We're going to click on the trending.
I can't remember what I was, but my mom said the animal that I had was very stubborn.
It's a horse. It is the year of the horse.
That's my mom's year. I do know that because she said that she used to work at a Chinese restaurant, and the guy said, "You have long face like horse. You have horse." And I was like, "That's very rude. I don't think you should tell my mother that." But thanks.
Well, also trending is Broncos today. So I guess me and Kevin are not the only ones that are rooting for the Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
And also we have Wing Bowl trending. Kind of weird, but I guess that's, you know, like you were talking about earlier, another promotion thing that I just don't pay attention to. Yes. So
sweep stuff or something. I don't know.
I love... I think it's the Colbert Report, because you're not supposed to say the trademarked word because they own that for the bowl game.
Oh, okay.
And so he's turned it to the Superb Bowl. So Superb Owl. I'm sorry, Superb Owl.
Superb Owl. Hey, it's all there.
It's all there.
Just placement.
It's just placement.
Interesting.
And so you see him running around in the football gear and throwing an owl.
Did y'all by chance see that online? It was a YouTube video, and it was supposedly you're not allowed to say Super Bowl or football in any Super Bowl commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to do that at all.
You're not even allowed to reference football.
No, and so Anna, I'm sorry, I can't remember her last name. She was on She's the cup girl.
Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. She was hired to do some beer Super Bowl promotion commercial. They hired her, all of that kind of stuff. It's really, really funny. You should check it out on YouTube. But it's basically her getting ready, and she's saying that, you know, they came back and said they had no money to pay her with, and she was like all excited to be paid for a commercial, and she's just gonna go back to her indie films now. And it's super funny. You should watch it if you have time today. But I just thought I would mention it because I viewed it this morning.
And hey, guys, if you really don't like the Super Bowl or, you know, any other mainstream sport, I just found a really cool sport. It's called Slam Ball. And it just popped up on the win page on Fail Blog because we were talking about wins and fails and stuff. It's basically basketball, but the entire inside of the three-point arc is just trampolines. And you're allowed to just jump on the trampoline. So, like, every point is like a slam dunk and they're doing, like, alley-oops to each other.
You
it's
never
ridiculous.
Saw that? Like, when I was in elementary, I feel like
or didn't they have
the
it on, like,
Globetrotters
Spike
or some
or
other group or something, they would come.
They were doing that?
And they piled us all in the auditorium and we saw these huge guys jump and do tricks with these trampolines.
But no, these are like inside the court itself. They're big. They're like, you know, 5 foot by 10 foot trampolines.
Yeah, and those are the really springy gymnastic ones too.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty cool. Oh, hey, speaking of the Globetrotters, local Lubbock event, the Globetrotters are coming here to Lubbock, Texas here in the next little while. So that's pretty cool.
Any details on tickets?
You know what? Keep talking and I will look that up.
You can also catch track and field events going on today at 4 o'clock. Thanks to Jacob for telling me that. In the big bubble area. What is that called specifically? Do we have a name?
It is the Citibank Auditorium.
No. The bubble, the white bubble that's outside of...
Oh, I thought y'all meant the...
Yeah, not the red dome.
Gotcha.
That is
gotcha.
The Citibank
Do you
Auditorium.
Do you know the name of it, Jacob? No?
No, we'll find that out and let y'all know about it. Sorry, but... anyways, also don't forget about Groundhog Day. He probably will not come out because it's going to be cold, but cross your fingers. I want it to get hot just as much as everyone else does.
All right, so Harlem Globetrotters, they are going to be here on February 20th, 2014 in the United Spirit Arena. You can get tickets on, you know, StubHub, all that kind of stuff. It's fun. Ticket prices range from $17 to $50. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. I love them. They're so much fun. So it's gonna be good
south
stuff.
Of the stadium,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Athletic Training Center.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Luke Bryan Athletic Training Center.
No.
That was something else completely.
Luke Bryan was last night.
Thanks, Jacob, for getting me wrong.
But anyway, DG was talking about how it's the Athletic Training Center just south of the Jones AT&T Stadium. So if you like track and field and you somehow got that information from our ridiculous jumbled giving it to you, then go watch
at 4 o'clock
that
today.
It's off on 4 o'clock. We have a very, very good track and field team.
We do,
like Big 12 national champ. They're great people. So go check.
Well, out. Any other interesting things going on this weekend for y'all?
I'm gonna sleep.
Because
Dr. Peasley's class is killing me. He gave us like 150 pages of reading. Dr. Peasley, I love you if you're listening, but, you know.
A little intense.
A little bit.
A little
Anything
intense.
Else? What are you up to?
Oh, well, like I already said, Alex is coming in.
Yeah,
and
boyfriend's
so
coming
he
in.
Got a new bike. It's like one of those dirt bike / motorcycle. It's like road legal.
Motard?
Yeah, and so I don't know if he's bringing that today, but we've gotten really into disc golf. I don't know if you've...
Disc golf is awesome.
That.
I feel like you can't be a college student without having played disc golf or ultimate frisbee.
Exactly.
You just got to
so
get
fun.
Into one of those.
So fun. So we might go play that. And we have a really good park here in Lubbock to
do
that at.
So that's like, you know how they always do those go and play an hour a day things? That's our promotion for getting outside, Texas Tech students. Go play disc golf over at McKenzie Park. They've got a good thing. But anywho.
Yes.
That's what's going on here.
Yes, and don't forget, next week there is that mashed potato fun,
whatever
creative
that was,
thing
like
going on
out of mashed potatoes.
For Tab.
So yeah, go hit that up. That's fun.
Yep, that'll be fun. I don't know. I don't even know what I would make.
Yeah,
like,
I would just make a snowman.
Maybe,
I just scoop three things on top and then like put eyes and a nose and be like, it's a snowman.
I wonder if they're gonna have aprons and some gloves or because I wouldn't want to like touch that with my hands.
This is just gonna devolve
hands.
Into just
weird,
like
but.
A giant food fight. Like the people are gonna be trying. There's gonna be two people that are really intense trying to make their thing, and then everyone else is just gonna start throwing mashed potatoes at each other.
I did see this lady one time at Walmart. She was carving cheese. But it was cool. It was really weird, but really cool. But yeah, she had a
like
whole huge
carving?
Cheese cube, and she like
she was carved
it. I
you know,
got
I guess
her
that's
in the middle,
easier
so I didn't
than
know what
like
it was,
carving but. Ice or carving stone or carving wood, because you can just like. You know, get stuff out of it, but anywho.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining us today. You can always come and see or hear us here.
Yeah, you can't see us.
Good
you
can
morning,
come look
Texas
through the
Tech.
Windows on the third floor.
Like a
of the,
creeper.
Yeah, if you want. But we are now moving back to Wednesdays and Fridays from 8 to 9. We have a meeting Monday mornings now that we have to attend to, but we'll try and get y'all some information on that. Probably we'll get somebody else on the radio on Monday mornings for you. But thank you as always. Have a great Friday.
Yeah. And good to have Jacob Sykes back.
Absolutely. Thank you for helping us out today. Kira, you're amazing as always.
Thanks. Morgan.
Yes. All righty.
See you next week.
Yes.